I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Stoney, you said you had another potential silver lining here with the Red Wings.
Well, you were talking about ways that you think the Red Wings might be better. Here's the, if you're going to, in the totality of it all, they're going to have Todd McClellan for the entire season.
That is something. That's not nothing. That's not nothing.
Okay.
That's something.
I'm grasping.
I don't think that's a grasp, though, because you think of how bad the team was through the first 30 games or whatever it was last year. Yeah. No, I hear you. The other thing is the competition, I imagine, in training camp is going to be fierce when you look at the players that like Lombardi, Mazur, Danielson, Brandzik, Nygaard, Sandin Pelikka, Wallander, and others all vying for spots. You know, guys want to make this roster. They don't want to toil in the minors and just sit there in Grand Rapids for another couple of years for seasoning. They want to make the team now.
Right.
Someone there is going to make a move and make the roster on opening night. I don't know who it's going to be, but with that competition, will that, you know, I imagine it makes the team a little bit better because competition usually does. Now, your point is valid. Every other team in the NHL is probably thinking, hey, we just improved ourselves.
Yes.
Maybe not every team in the NHL is thinking that. But I do believe that the Red Wings are probably slightly better than what they were. And I do like the McCollum part. You're cheering me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're turning this frown upside down. Now it's just, Now it's just a meh look.
Yeah.
But we'll see, because they can still obviously make trades. I think they need to make a trade. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. And we'll see if they do, in fact, get on.
You know what the biggest problem is, though? Even if things go really well, which is fine that they could maybe sneak in and make the playoffs, you know, Florida, Carolina, Toronto, Tampa, they're so far behind these teams when it comes to competing for something meaningful besides just a early exit in the playoffs. That's what's distressing, and you know, who knows how long that's going to take to change.
Well, I mean, Florida is in the midst of a dynasty. They're a dynastic team at this point. So, I mean, I'm not going to hold the Red Wings to that standard.
No.
They need to take steps to get to there. And, you know, if you look at this team, like 3 years from now, are we going to be talking about Lucas Raymond as a superstar in the league?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be a really good player, superstar.
I mean, he's a point-a-game guy now.
I know.
Are we going to be talking about Mo Sider being a, you know, a candidate for the Norris Trophy is a top defenseman in the NHL?
No. I think he'll be really, really good.
Watch out, Kenny.
I mean, but I don't think he's a Norris Trophy guy.
I'm saying 3 years from now, are we going to be saying that?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm just trying to look at other steps here.
And
then someone from this group of young players, and we'll see. And then, of course, there's always movement. If
Correct.
You could sign a player or
yes.
if you could
trade for a player.
Trade for a player.
Yes, absolutely.
Stoney, I so agree, and I said, but it's sad, but yes, good players just don't want to come here, and I don't blame them. But that says a lot about Stevie, too. He did not create a winning organization. To me, it's zero drive, zero urgency, and I'm out. All right, well, he's agreeing with you on that, so I'll try to put up some sort of defense on this.
Well, first of all, the organization was starting to crumble before he got here.
So that's absolutely. Now, hanging on to certain coaches for too long, has that hurt this team? Yes. I think it's hurt mm-hmm. it's hurt this team, each of the last two coaches
yes.
prior to Todd McClellan. It hurt to hang on to those guys for too long. Players not wanting to come here. I mean, if the evidence of that, if you're using because they haven't signed anybody free agent-wise, I don't know if that's necessary. It's not that players don't want to come to Detroit. Players want to stay where they're at.
Right.
That's really kind of what's happened in free agency.
Most of them, yes.
But there are some guys that, sure, they could. Did they have a chance at Stamkos last year and he chose to go elsewhere? Was it a money factor? Did it get more money where else? I mean, you know, Steve Yzerman has not made the greatest signings.
No, that's his downfall. That's
without question. When bringing more talent to this team, he had taken some strides with that, and then it gets wiped out because, hey, let's go and try to find Tarasenko. Or you gave Kopp and Comfort for too much term on the contract. There are mistakes there. But it was also he's drafted well. That's the balance.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Yzerman built the team in Tampa Bay, left, and then Tampa won Stanley Cups. We're all hoping that same kind of magic can come here, but it's been, what, 7 years? And we haven't seen it yet, but are there foundational pieces on this team? I think there are. There are definitely foundational pieces, but are there enough? That's the question. And I think the answer right now says no, there aren't enough. Certainly not to compete right now for a Stanley Cup. Is it good enough to be incrementally better? Where can we not have a total collapse in March again? Can we not see that for the fourth straight year?
I know.
Because that's just devastating to this team and to the fan base, is that it's been 3 years in a row. You get to March with all this optimism and then boom, it's like, take a wide stance and wait for the kick right to the schnuts. It's brutal. It's been brutal for 3 straight years. Can they find themselves, can they dig themselves out of this? And is that really the problem? I mean, is the problem the lack of talent, or is the problem that they just run out of gas or whatever the hell it is? Last season, Kopp gets hurt for whatever reason. That's a huge blow to the team for a guy who, you know, was okay offensively, and 23 points in 56 games isn't like he's outstanding, but he's a good glue guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Dylan Larkin getting hurt during the Four Nations Cup doesn't help things out. But this is it's just another year, and if you look at things like that, some people just say, well, those are excuses. Well, I don't know if they're excuses. I think they're facts. And if those guys are healthy, is it different? Does a team win a couple more games and find themselves into the playoffs?
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, look, here's what Yzerman needs to do, okay? He needs to find his Dylan Strom, okay? Washington got him from Chicago, and just the guy was okay for Chicago, double-digit seasons and goals. And he goes to the Capitals, 23, 27, 29. Now, granted, Ovechkin's on the team. But the guys like that, they need to find players like that, and they haven't done that. He doesn't have the foresight to find good young players who are on other teams and have them become really good players. He's tried, you know, Robbie Fabry, but he was a guy. They don't have guys that he acquired that have become really good players.
And unfortunately, Robbie Fabry had the knees of a 90-year-old.
I understand that. You know, that's the biggest problem. The guys he's acquired have been guys, you know?
Well, the other part of it is restricted free agency. And are there any restricted free agents out there that they can make an offer sheet to?
Well, we don't know if they... Look, he indicated that wasn't going to happen, if you believe what he said. I mean, look, I was all in the Nyes bandwagon. He obviously re-signed with Toronto, but, you know, you could have come up with a poison pill. Now, maybe Nyes wouldn't have signed it. Who knows? But that's what they need. They need to do something like that.
One last ticket text here. Stevie needs to be humbled. He is not correcting mistakes and not even admitting mistakes. The whole no and no comment he made to Rieger was unacceptable and showed his arrogance. I think Rieger was asking about Jake Wallman.
Yeah.
Well, issue there was with Jake Wallman, he doesn't want to be brought out in public.
Correct.
So I don't have any issue with him not commenting on Jake Wallman in that regard. Although it's not going to stop questions from being asked.
No.
Well, what the hell happened there? And, you know, you gave him away for nothing and another team trades him and gets a first round pick or whatever. I get it. it does bring about questions. But if there's something, clearly something behind the scenes that they didn't like with Jake Walman, they're going to keep it in-house.
Right.
So it is what it is. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We'll continue to mine what's going on in the NHL, if there are moves to be made, if there are any rumors out there. Look, Pistons, free agency for the NBA started on Monday as well. The Pistons have made some moves. Interesting to look at this roster and see where it's going, and you kind of compare and contrast that with what the Red Wings are doing. And we do want to take the temperature of Piston fans and Red Wing fans out there. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We got Tiger baseball coming up this afternoon. Last night's game rained out. Means a 1:05 first pitch starts. So we'll get our broadcast coverage underway around 1240 or so. And we'll see if the Tigers can continue on with their winning ways. They've been amazing so far. Today, Stoney, phase two comes to a close. Phase two is over at noon. Oh, the voting stops at noon. So if you haven't voted for your favorite Tigers to make the All-Star team, and there are only three that you can vote for right now, Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, and yes, Javi Baez is an outfielder. If you vote for those three players, you'll feel good about it. And maybe those three guys get to start the All-Star.
The All-Star voting is a joke. It's a joke.
Stoney, rains on your parade next year. 97 won the ticket.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.